Our world is dying, politicians are lying, and just when you feel like crying, sit and have a listen to people who have shit themselves.
Hello, I'm Claudia.
Hi, I'm Evie, and we are the hosts of the Poodcast. We're breaking down the poo taboo, even though... Sorry, I took a big gulp of tea and I didn't have enough air. Even though... Hark, all the bells ding and hype. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve.
Now, the thing about Christmas Eve is that you're going to know the answer to this.
What?
But you're not going to know now. So, but spoiler, we're not actually recording on Christmas Eve.
Evie!
Sorry, taking the magic away. We're recording a week before and prior?
A week prior.
Both are
adequate and
proper.
Will be sufficient.
Thank you. Well, it's actually the day before the Strictly final. And Claudia, little Claudie Cam, is pissing her pants about it.
I'm so excited.
So, Claudia, can I ask you how your bum and how your tum are? And what is happening? Because I'm sure people want to know. What is happening? What are you wearing tomorrow for the Strictly final?
So my bum and my tum are... perked up because they're actually like they could be better, but it's because I've not stopped eating junk food drinking, and it's the season, so I'm not mad about it, but I'm not going to pretend that I feel that well most of the time.
That surprises me because you look radiant. Your skin, your eyebrows, your hair, you're the picture
this.
Of health today.
Well, I'll be honest, I did my makeup on the train back because when you leave, I'm actually going to a Taylor Swift club night. So I had to make sure that I was ready to just quickly dash when you go.
Well, I would say the modesty that has been demonstrated by this individual today, nothing short of astounding. I have wanged on about, I've got to leave, I've got to come early, I'm coming now, I'm in an Uber, because I've got to go, I really do have to go, because I literally have I've got a low-key Christmas friendmas event. Nothing. Not once has Claudia mentioned, she's just taken it all in good grace in her own time, and she just casually mentions when I get here that she's going to a Taylor Swift club night. And I was like, oh, so you must want me out your hair so you can get ready. She's like, yep, leave here about 6:30. And I was like, babe, I'm not going until like 6:00.
I know, but like, this is the great thing about Taylor is that she'll, you know, come as you are. You don't have to dress up for Tay Tay.
Wasn't that more Nirvana?
What do you mean?
Come
as you are. And if you're going to, like, don't bring up, like, cool rock artists when I'm about to. I know, I hear you, but, like.
I was trying to take the piss.
Yeah, but I know I am going to Taylor Swift club night.
I'd fucking go. That sounds great.
Do you know what? It actually has come out of a friend of mine was going through a bit of a tough time, and we drove back from.
She's got problems with mental health, and now she likes Taylor Swift.
And now everything's better because she found Taylor Swift. But we had a really long drive back together. We drove back from Wales after seeing one of our mates. And
that's British for friend, by the way.
Yeah,
not from the UK.
Mates, one of our.
Oh, we've seen one of my
bruvs.
We can't do that.
No, we can't. Fucking hell.
I'm keeping it in.
I know you will. It's more just embarrassing rather than anything else. No, she. So we were driving back, and it's like 4.5, nearly 5 hour drive.
Oh, Wales is like West Wales is fucking far.
Hey, and I shit you not, we listened to Taylor Swift. The entire way.
She's got the back cat for it.
100%.
Sure.
And like, you know when you feel like you're who is Susan Sarandon and
Thelma and Louise.
Thank you. I felt like we were Thelma and Louise. We were screaming the lyrics the whole way home, and we both spoke to each other afterwards and said that is the most like us we felt in a while.
That's
we just needed Taylor.
Lovely.
And she messaged me being like, I've heard that
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor personally messaged me like, babe, I heard you went full Thelma and Louise in the car with one of your mates and you want to be a London girl.
That is awesome.
So now we're going to a Taylor Swift club night and I'm really fucking excited to scream my tits off tonight for Tay Tay.
That sounds like a fucking amazing, wonderful night.
Thank you.
You're going to be in Brixton.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Streatham. We are the South London gals.
Yeah, I'm sure when you think of South London... with the South London gals at a friend's Christmas. What is it? Friendsmas, you just called it.
Friendsmas.
And a Taylor Swift club night. Yeah. The picture of cool South London.
Mash it together. It's Brixmas.
Smashed it.
Swiftmas?
Let Sadiq Khan know. It'll be on the blower right away, fixing it. So yeah.
So that sounds obviously wonderful. That's your night tonight.
Obviously, oh, sorry.
What I really, I know you got carried away with the swiftness.
Yeah, I did, sorry.
What I think both myself
I moved
and
on
the
very swiftly there. On
very the nice. What I really would like to know is there were rumours of you going as the Strictly Curse tomorrow night to your family. Are you going to Wales for
oh,
it?
Oh, the rumours are true. Yeah, no, I'm going to Bristol.
Oh, sorry, you're going to Bristol. So you're going to Bristol for the Strictly final, like normal people do.
Yeah, obviously.
Travel for a long time to go. And what are you going as the curse? If so, what are you wearing?
Okay.
Give us the deets.
Let me talk you through it. Yes, great. I have all of this information for you. So, he's going to Bristol for the evening. So I have decided to go as Strictly Curse. And I nearly spent a decent chunk of cash on this. And I was like, babe, you learned your lesson with Roller Barbie. You don't need to go this far in costumes. So,
but it's a shame because it's really worth it and it's great for everyone.
Is it worth it? It's great. I don't know.
If everybody does it.
If everybody does it, which to be fair, I feel like my family will. But, so what I've decided to go as, so I've bought like a black kind of a cloak kind of thing. That
Severus Snape.
And these long kind of black silky gloves. And I'm going to put it over my head. And then underneath, I'm wearing like a little sequin number, and then it's a gold sequin.
Okay,
and
a
then
dress?
The jumpsuit I wore at the hen do.
This is what
hen
I was
do.
Thinking.
Yeah.
Great.
And then I'm going to have an apple that's got a little condom wrapper glued to it, like you know the Snow White that she.
Yeah.
And then I've got a list, like an old raggedy list in my hand of couples that I've managed to split
up.
Oh
my god!
And then I write down that person's name and I'm gonna ask them who their love is and write, and then I'm gonna cross it off and then I'm gonna pop open my cloak and be like da, 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 and I'm gonna give them the condom and then run away.
You might end up with your dad by the end of the night.
That's horrific. I feel like you do this podcast because you want to slowly break me down.
I do, and I think it's happening. And
I think actually Dad is coming as Tess, so Rich is actually, which is a bit rogue for him. He's coming as Elphaba.
As who?
From
Wicked.
From Wicked, because it's one of the contestants who was in the final of Frankie Bridge. It's like one of like it's like an iconic Strictly dance.
So okay,
he's
don't mind
painting
it.
Himself green, and he's got a witch's hat and a black dress.
Is it your black dress?
No, he's gone and bought a black dress.
Okay. What I will say about the pair of you is that the attention to detail and the commitment's there.
Yeah,
I think
you.
This is why you're both married to each other, because the level of commitment that you both demonstrate and execute successfully is
second to none, you might say.
None.
Yeah. So
I think that sounds amazing then. What I love about that is that people can speculate on the people can look at your list and go, oh, I love the condom.
Yes.
But I reckon they weren't using condoms.
Well, I know, but you know, and I'm open for suggestions because I've really been toying over this. I wanted to do the apple, like, can you have an apple? Like the Snow White, an apple. And like, the, you know, the luring them in. But I would attach the condom to be like, I'm luring you in, you know, for sex.
I'm sorry, I can't believe you're doing that with your family, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. Yeah, I can't believe that.
Yeah. No,
okay,
can.
Sorry. Yeah. What? Yeah, fine. Okay, fine. So you were saying you were going to do it with a condom wrapper.
Yeah, well, no, I'm going to, but I'm open for suggestions because I don't think it's quite there with what I had in mind, but I couldn't think what else to like.
To represent.
Yeah. Like Rich was saying, like you could do it with like a wedding ring or something, but then I'm
it
like.
It looks like a proposal.
Exactly. More, it's not like.
You want something more salacious.
Sex.
Yeah.
Sex lube? And apples. Yeah. But I mean, how do I stick some lube to the apple?
It's a question many people have asked before.
And send us in your replies, please, for the love of God, before somebody else gets hurt.
I feel like the condom wrapper is the most sort of obvious.
I think so.
Thing, the pill.
But what if it's like that my dad doesn't know what it is and he like the time he said clitoris that day.
I went as a clitoris to your hen do. So
you
could,
did
you
it
could,
was so good.
Thank you, but you could attach the clitoral headband to the apple if you wanted.
That would have been good.
Or a schlong or
I did say I could have in one hand an apple and the other hand a dildo, and it's like, do you take the healthy eating and stay with your partner, or do you take the Strictly Curse and take the dildo?
Yeah. Oh, I think the condom,
it's a real Sophie's choice.
Real like, Sophie's choice. Yeah. I think, do you know what you should do with the apple?
Tell me.
Put loads of lipstick on.
That's what Rich said, and take kisses. A bite out of it. Oh. Like, so it's covered, so it looks like a little.
Yeah, I was going to suggest kissing all over the apple.
That's so clever. Maybe I'll do that instead of the condom.
Maybe you could put loads of lipstick on and then kiss the apple skin.
Kiss the apple.
If you get a green apple and red lipstick, and the kisses would show up on that. Is it?
Does it? The thing is, if it was in a photo and you saw, you wouldn't know it's the Strictly curse. I'm like, am I missing one thing that's like, could then give it away as the Strictly curse?
Baby, you've come up with something very conceptual though, and I think that's quite hard to. I think when it's one of those, when you label it, people go, yeah, that's, of course that is. I don't know if there's anything more overt that you can do.
No, I was looking for like a sequin hooded cape, and I did find some, but they were like £50. And I already have spent some money. I've bought a Claudia Winkleman wig because at Christmas we're going to play Traitors.
Oh, so do you have Play Mafia? Because back in the day, we called it Mafia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Played Mafia.
And so you, so the thing but is, we were doing it before Traitors.
I bought the cards. Like, I bought the Traitors cards. We're going to play it like a full game of Traitors.
Have a great Christmas. It's just going to be me and Margaret. I feel fucking depressed. Sorry. Sorry, Mum, but I do.
Merry Christmas, Margaret.
Sorry, it's only... Love you, Mum. Thank you for a lovely day and cooking. Do you know what? Christmas Eve will be fun.
Yeah, what do you do on now that let's talk about Christmas Eve?
I've just hijacked that conversation. I've
still been talking for now 11 minutes and 42 seconds about this. Please, let's talk
about. I've got more to say and more to ask.
We can come back to it. Okay, what's Christmas Eve to you?
Christmas Eve to me is a time to reflect on the year.
Yeah.
And it's normally looking back with shame and regret.
I think what we should reflect upon, because, you know, it's been a big deal since our last episode, is whether you said the big L bomb.
I did. I said it first, and I text you saying I'm never ever saying that first. I'm just not going to do it. And then I said it the next day.
Never ever, never, not for nobody, not for you, not for him.
Never ever in a million thousand fucking years would rather fuck myself with a cactus.
And then she caved.
Yeah, I did, but it came tumbling out.
Did it?
It did, yeah.
How much detail do you want to go in? What was happening when you said it? Or do we want to know about that?
He was inside me. And joking. That's a joke. But you just said how much detail.
I know. I actually, my mum and dad, anytime we ask them, how'd you get engaged? They're both like, oh, I don't remember. I don't remember. And me and my sisters are convinced it was like mid-coitus. Because how do you not remember?
Because
how do you not remember proposing? Or
my auntie says the same.
But really?
I think it was different. They just made the decision. Mm. It wasn't a proposal.
Yes, there wasn't Instagram. You know, they just lived their lives without trying to impress everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you...
No, don't do that. My friend said to me the other day, she was like, I'm feeling really better now that I've stopped trying to be impressive. And I was like, oh, that hurt me. And it wasn't intended to hurt me, but I was like, shit, maybe I should stop trying to be impressive.
Do you think you tried to be impressive?
I think to myself. I don't think to others, because I run around like a lunatic. Like, I don't think I for fuck's sake, mate, I post pictures online of me being a giant shit on an escalator. I don't think I'm trying to be impressive. I think in my head, when I'm like, what's the next thing I need to achieve? I try and think, oh, is that impressive?
Oh, really?
A little bit.
Do you know what? I wonder if I'd actually have... I certainly have an issue with achievement and being time efficient. And I noticed today I put a huge amount of pressure on myself to get things done within a time frame that I'd invented.
There you go. Why do you have to do that?
Oh. And I was like, I actually don't need all this done by 3 o'clock. Why
doesn't matter.
Insisting. And then I've got a Yodel parcel waiting for me. Like, you know, when you can off vintage, you can get them dropped off. I was like, well, it's 11:15 now. If I jog, I will get there before that shop closes. And I was like, babe, you've got the day off.
It doesn't matter.
Tomorrow, why are you doing this?
But I
do that so much.
I read a story to the kids this week, and it's something like, the pigeon that's very, very busy, the very busy pigeon or something. And
you're a busy pigeon.
I am. I literally, again, this freaking cut deep. And the kids are like, miss, why are you crying? No, I'm joking. And it was like, the pigeon is about this little mouse who is just like walking around the countryside having a nice time. Yeah. And the pigeon's like, get out of the way, you don't have time. And the mouse is like, oh, did you see the wheat's falling from the trees? Like, I didn't see that, I don't have time. And the very busy pigeon is so stressed out.
Very attacked, right? Yeah, now.
Like, and the mouse was like, pigeon, you're so busy that you're not noticing anything. And then the pigeon stops and it starts to see all the trees and stuff, and I'm like, oh, do you know what? London, they always say London is full of fucking pigeons. London is full of fucking busy
that
pigeons.
Such a good point. I, again, even if there's no time limit, I do get very annoyed by slow walkers, but I power it to get the next bus.
Oh my god, you see people running for a train
minutes.
There's one coming in 1 minute.
Yeah. But
unless you're giving birth, what do you need it for?
I'm like that. And when I go to the Isle of Man, which I am doing shortly for Christmas, I just cannot bear to the point where it's so bad. We've got one shopping high street, mm-hmm. and then there's a back high street. So there's a set, like, not the shops. I have
for
to.
For the thugs. For the crims.
I have to go in the fucking back high street. I've got to go fucking Nocturne Alley. I've got to... I have to go because people walk so slowly on the main high street. It's quicker for me to go down a side alley,
yeah.
bang on down the back street, and then cut back in. Because
bang on down the back street.
The new play by Tennessee Williams. Bang on down the back street.
Bang on down the back street. Bang on down the back street.
I just can't cope with it otherwise.
No, and it's
full of the mice. The quiet little field
and they're
mice.
All having such a lovely time.
I don't want this
we
to be
should
fun.
Be the mice.
I want to get in the shop. I want to buy the thing and then I want to fuck off.
Cool, the busy pigeon.
She's learnt nothing. Busy pigeon's not been listening to the story.
Well, do you know what? Sometimes I do find I quite like being a busy pigeon. My favourite thing, the thing
such
I miss
busy,
most about
active,
being
efficient
school,
pigeon.
Yeah, is like, oh, I don't have time. I'm so busy because I've got this at 3 that, and that at 4.
That
and
must
like,
be nice for you that yeah. you can fit that in, but
and
not
like,
me.
I want to be Hermione Granger. I want to be carrying loads of books. And I was working with my boss today and we were writing some stuff down and she was like, if you just type it up, you don't need to then write it out. Like, if you just type it up now, you're going to take twice as long. I was like, no, I'd really like to write it down because I bought a new clipboard, didn't I? So I'm like, let me just write it down. Like, so because I love the feeling of like, oh, I'm such a busy pigeon, must write it.
I think maybe the mouse could learn from the pigeon.
Yeah.
And the pigeon can learn from the mouse.
I bet you the mouse ain't done shit. Like, and the mouse could go for a little bit of a leaf from the busy pigeon.
I think all the mouse needs to do is buy a new fucking clipboard.
Honestly, Tiger, £6. And inside it is like a daily plan thing, a checklist, loads of little things, and then like a notebook.
Oh.
And I just want reasons to write in it. Yeah.
It smells and looks great.
It looks really great. Anyway.
Sorry, can we pause? Because I need to go for a wee. I had that cup of tea and now I'm absolutely full to bursting.
I'll just wait here. I'll talk to the guests while you go for a wee.
Talk to the guests?
Yeah, talk to the guests.
Do we have guests?
Hi, guys. What's going to be really fun is because you're editing this, so you won't know what I say until you come back.
I know whatever it is, it's going
to
be bad.
All I can think to do is, I know a couple of rap songs that I know all the words to that are quite extensive. What to say? You know what? Being in silence, Evie does not go to the toilet in my house without singing so loudly. It's such an attention thing.
What's going on?
Nothing, guys. That's don't tell nice her bathroom. A thing.
Such a nice wreath in your bathroom.
Oh, thank you.
It's really nice.
Thank you so much. Ooh, I'm actually sad now, that you're going to listen to
Oh, really?
It was like a slow breakdown.
Might just keep
at
it
at one point,
in.
I went, let's play a game. And then went, oh no,
jigsaw?
There's only me.
Oh, Claude! I'm really sorry to have left you, but
no, I'm
back
it's
now.
Fine. You can leave me. You're not my mother.
I was so desperate for a wee.
No, that's absolutely, you're allowed to do this.
I was a very busy pigeon today and I drank a lot.
What I should have just done is just press stop recording. And
that's
then,
what I thought you were going to do. And then you said
yeah,
you were just going to carry on.
But I thought it'd be nice for you to hear it.
I'm sure it will be. It's something I do want to just say. You know how you complimented me on my scent as I came in?
Yeah.
It got stronger when I took my jeans off. So I went to the bathroom. I suddenly got a huge whiff of it. I didn't like put it on my vagina or anything.
Okay. Well,
I did put it on my legs.
I think we need to clarify what the scent was.
I've got new...
Because everybody listening was not there when we had this conversation.
Sorry, I completely forgot about the cat. They didn't have a context. Sorry, I have a new... Well, it's not new, but I've just started using it. Last Christmas, my brother bought me a lovely big CBD Lush set with bath bombs, and it also had a moisturizer in. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I put some on after the shower today before I arrived at Claudia's house. Your hair looks great. It's so long. I put it on today because my skin was quite dry, and it said it was good for eczema. I've got a slight eczema flare up, and I think I put it on the inside of my thighs, and maybe that's been the most sweaty part because I'm gonna take my jeans off. I just bang, that Lush moisturiser got so strong again.
Bang. I mean, bang. Jesus Christ, if I took my jeans off and I was banged in the face with a nice scent, my happy days, that would be...
Novelty.
Friggin' once in a lifetime.
I'm going to go home before I get ready for my friendmas tonight. Maybe I'll get loads more on just down there.
Are you saying your lover later? Mm. You're both lover and love.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, oh, the one I said the three words to when he was inside me. Can't say that.
Why?
Because I think my parents listen to this.
I mean, what baffles me is of all the things that you say, that is what you're worried about.
I haven't actually told them I've got a boyfriend yet.
Have you not?
No.
But we've released the episode about you saying...
Yeah. Well, they've clearly not listened to that one because they've not brought it up.
It's not. It's quite an unhealthy game to play, isn't it? To like say secrets.
Want to
like,
find out about me? Listen to my podcast. That's how you really get to know me.
Exactly. Like, and I'll know if you don't know.
That's fucking dog. It's not been intentional. It's just because I'm waiting to go home to the other man, same person.
What do you think they're going to say?
I think they broadly won't give a shit, Claudia. They'll be like, oh, great, another one. How's this going to end then? Oh, you have a mortgage this time. What, we're going to have to come and fucking collect you. Make sure you get a fucking prenup, babe.
Well, I'm sure you're very excited for that then.
Can I just acknowledge the text message I sent to you?
Yeah, well, can I ask the question?
Oh, yeah.
Evie, how are your bum and tum?
Thank you so much. We've been talking about busy pigeon.
Oh my God.
Busy bottom.
Busy bum hole.
Today and yesterday.
Oh dear.
And rest of the week. And also flatulence because of this. Sweet potato. I can't do it. I don't have the self-control because it doesn't make me ill like gluten would.
Yeah.
But it's not good. It's not good. It doesn't sit well. And it fucking, honestly, I could fucking power Battersea fire station with wind at this rate if
don't
I carried on
do
eating them.
It.
Yeah, but if I'm if
don't,
I'm
don't do it.
If I'm presented with sweet potatoes, I know I just don't have, because I'm like, I won't feel sick, but I would just get then later on get trapped wind and very putrid smelling farts.
Oh, but it's horrid.
It is horrid actually, but I think my bar is like the what?
Just waiting. I can't wait to hear where your bar is.
The bar is quite low.
Yes.
Because if something just makes me a bit farty, whatever. Whereas the gluten will make me very sick.
Yeah. And this is the thing, I guess it becomes a bit like the trauma Olympics. It's like, well, it's not that bad. So I'll just keep doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Poison myself. But gluten, I'm poisoning myself. Where this is like, that doesn't agree with me.
Gee, poisoning yourself like that, don't carry that weight on your shoulders.
Well, if I eat gluten, my body responds like it's being poisoned. The mouth ulcers. Let's not go into it. Anyway, but in a positive way, I have had a busy bottom. Yesterday, I went to Heathrow and I was, I guess, kind of anxious.
Just imagine your busy bottom, like walking down the street, like
busy bottom, walking down the street, or busy bottom. Oh, new jingle.
Yeah, there. Hello.
Yeah, I was at Heathrow and I'd had a couple of coffees and that got things really going in the morning as it normally does. I'd say two trips to the toilet before I'd have to start work.
Let's get this party started.
Do you remember what that was originally called, that song?
Oh my God, I actually do, and I'm actually really annoyed that I now brought that up. Fuck's sake. What about Pink? Because that's just a horrible thing that it's the song.
Yeah, but no one's blaming you, Claude.
No, I know, but I don't want association with it. What about Pink? Get this party started.
That one, yeah, I love that.
That one's better. Let's give that one the airtime it deserves, not the other
one. Yeah, agreed. And do you know what? I love Pink.
I love Pink.
Pink is a legend, although she does really go quite hard in her live shows. Have you seen her?
She's a freaking Cirque du Soleil.
Honestly, she's insane.
It's not. I mean, talk about, you know, wanting to be impressive. She needs to chill out.
She's busy pigeon.
She is a busy pigeon flying around, shitting on everyone.
We're just all the mice.
Oh my God, I've realised that toilet sign I want to get. That is a pigeon with a book that says how to shit on people.
Oh,
and it's
my
a pigeon.
God,
I'm going to buy it.
You've got to buy
this
it.
This is a sign. It's a sign. I'm going to buy it.
I wonder if you maybe just made up the busy pigeon story in order for you to be like, look, it's a sign, I've got to buy it.
I promise you, I read it at story time yesterday and it got rave reviews.
Do you know what? It sounds like a really good book with a really good.
It's a really good book. Every book I choose is a really good book. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. I fucking hate Dr. Seuss. I think they're gash. Agree or not?
I strongly disagree. Zeusical the Musical is one of my favourite musicals.
I couldn't comment on that.
Side note on that. So I was in Zeusical the Musical.
Oh, here we go.
I played Gertrude McFuzz. It was a youth theatre, mm-hmm. and we were doing it at a theatre where Jimmy Carr was performing, and so they called him up to meet the kids. And they were like, and we were all like, hi, Jimmy. And he goes, well, you know, you're going to perform something for us. So the first song in Zeusical the Musical is called
How to
Zeus.
Avoid Tax. He loved it.
And he said, let me write the album. The first song is just called Zeus. Okay, so it goes like this. Zeus. 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 That is, I would say, the first 2 minutes of the song. So Jimmy Carr is just stood there while 30 children just going, Zeus.
Can I be perfectly honest? You know how I said I thought Zeus was shit? Yeah. You're sort of really helping me prove that.
I know,
point.
But that's just, it's the beginning is stupid.
They are,
the rest of it is lyrical genius.
Is it?
Green eggs and ham.
Oh, green eggs and ham, Sam. What are you going to do, Bam? I don't know, Flam. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Get Julia Donaldson and Axel Schiffer.
Oh, for sure. I love Julia Donaldson.
Every time I'm like babysitting a kid and like Dr. Seuss, and you pull out a book and it's 180 pages of dense text.
Yeah.
None of it makes sense.
But do you not love the tongue twister challenges?
No, oh. I don't like it at all. I think it sucks dick and I will die on that hill. And anyone out there is a fan of Seuss, I think you need to fucking look at yourself.
Where's the mirror?
It's over there. I think we like it because culturally it's been praised.
I like it because I think it's fun.
I don't
and
think
I'm
it's
not
fun.
A Grinch, even though the Zeus would suggest differently.
I actually quite enjoy the concept of the Grinch.
But also Zeus, one of my kids hates reading, will not do, like really, really hates it. Could not get him in for 3 years into any of it. And then I read him Green Eggs and Ham and I asked him to make his own version, which he came up with, Blue Eggs and Cheese.
Oh,
fantastic.
Wow.
And it's the most I've ever seen him work on a project because it was really simple and fun and silly. It didn't have to make sense. So the pressure of to like be a storyteller and make everything rhyme.
Oh, see that. I like storytelling. I like narrative. I like plot. I like character driven and motivation.
Well, yeah, no one's expecting you to be sat here on the train reading fucked as Dr. Zeus as a 31-year-old woman. Like, it's not for you.
I didn't like it as a kid either, though.
Well, then what a grumpy little bitch you were.
I know. I actually, Zeus. When I was 8, I actually borrowed a Christopher Hitchens book. I was such a fucking cunt. Oh my God. And then anytime there'd be a word I didn't know, Mum would be like, go and get the dictionary. I'd have to go over and get the paper dictionary and look it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that though. And you do have, you sometimes you say words I really don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't speak another language. I've got to really commit to this one.
Well, you know, you have.
Okay.
Word of the day toilet paper is you, baby.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I've gone better as a grown up being like, I don't know that
as
word.
As a grown up?
Yeah. Because when I was younger, if somebody says something, I'll just ignore it. And now I'll just be like, sorry, what does that mean?
Yeah, I
used to find it really embarrassing, but now I'm like...
That's so silly, because if you've never encountered that word before, then why the fuck would you know what it means? I love it when people go, I don't know what that word means. Or if somebody uses a word I've never heard, I go, oh, what's that?
Isn't it fun to learn?
I want it.
Yeah.
Pinch.
Punch.
Pinch. That's why I like words, because it's all plagiarism. And I like plagiarism.
We're all walking pigeon plagiarists.
How have we got here?
Sorry.
How have we done this? Adam, can't believe you've done this.
Oh my god!
Okay, let's.
How's your bum after?
Come on,
tell the people, how many times did you go for a poo that day?
Seven yesterday. It's been 4 today.
The same as Horcruxes.
Oh my god! I've split my ass in 7 pieces.
7 gold rings.
It's honestly been the 7 shits of Christmas. Oh god! I saw such a good tweet about the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was someone being like, my love, being like, yeah, no, I did enjoy the 12 days of Christmas this year. And being like, yeah, what is it? And then my love going, oh, no, nothing. It's just, and then him going, a lot of birds. Yeah, really, actually, really bird heavy year. and then it was like, I bet she felt so relieved when it got to 5 gold rings and then 6. No, back to the fucking birds again. It's quite bird heavy year.
It's super bird heavy.
It's so funny.
I mean, and yet we've had a whole fucking episode on pigeons. So clearly,
tis
the season to fly the flock.
Yeah, it's pretty foul. Oh, clang. You're very talented.
Oh, fuck on. You're so good at this shit.
Hey,
calm down, you'll get thrush.
Oh, fucking fantastic. But I forgot you're a Swift fan.
Oh,
hey. We could do this all day.
And yet, I can't.
Yeah, for now, I've given up. So you're just going to have to swallow your pride.
Oh, fucking hell. You're way too good at it. Do you know what? I'm getting really distracted.
What's
because
that?
All I can hear him is you talking.
That was fucking, actually, that was genuinely tremendous.
Yeah, oh, no, I can tell both of us are just sat here and I'm going, Yeah.
Sorry,
do
I just
you
had to
have any
crane my neck.
This is not enjoyable for anyone.
But it's been such a coot.
Oh, for goodness sake. Oh, you're such a dove.
Oh, God.
My dove, my dove. Oh, God. Right, okay. Basically, I shat seven times yesterday, and it's been similar vibes today, and it's all been normal consistency.
Okay.
All like three, fours on the Bristol stool chart, all really nice, lovely little wet sausages, and... They
don't ruin sausages just before Christmas, for God's sake.
There are no pigs in blanket.
Oh, I mean, what would that even mean?
Little bratwursts popping out there. They're just really all good, and it didn't upset me. It was, I don't say, almost pleasurable. Mm-hmm. It took quite a lot of time, and I had to keep nipping in and out, which is a bit of a pain.
Sure.
But I just thought, what's going on there? But then in the evening, it was terrible flatulence after the sweet potato. So basically... Very busy bum, but not in a bad way. Just the elves of the bowels have been a moving.
Is this why you had a bath today to soothe it out? Or but if it was all
sorry, did I have a bath to what?
You said to soothe it out, like you know.
Is that what happened?
Bottom.
Oh, to soothe my bum.
Soothe your bottom.
I don't think that will have done any harm. I didn't do it. I did it because
didn't do it for me.
I did it because I ran a half marathon today. No big deal.
I'm sorry. What?
I ran a half marathon today.
I heard you the first time, but what the fuck?
Well, I'm training for a marathon.
Shit.
So
that's well impressive. Stop being so impressed. Stop trying to be so impressive, pigeon.
Hey, if you're just inferring that that's impressive. It's
actually incredibly impressive.
Do you think? I actually sort of, the more I do it, the less I think it is.
Because you're getting used to it, and anything you do it the first time is very impressive. And once you've done it 10 times, it's just normal.
I think I've lost
all
sight of
that. For those of us that have never done it, that is very impressive.
Thank you, but I have not a shadow of a doubt in my mind that you could do a half marathon. Piece of piss.
I would need some training. I would need some training.
You could train in 8 weeks.
That's the point. I haven't done it. Could do it.
Yeah.
I haven't done it.
Well, I think if you basically could do something, that is the same as doing it in my head.
Well, I mean, I could run the country. I'm not going to do it.
Okay. Yeah, fine.
Are
you the Prime Minister?
Well, I think what we've established in this is that I could be.
Yeah,
and so
that's
therefore,
all that matters.
Therefore, Sam, I am.
Green Eggs and Sam. Fucking hate this.
Do you have any words of wisdom for people who have their bums and tums over Christmas?
You may want to, but you must not eat so much that you feel sick. I do it every year, okay? So do as I say, not as I do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But really practice of in the moment thinking, what do I really want? Especially if you're one of the crew who you might have intolerances, you might have issues, and you go, if I eat this, I'm going to feel like shit, but I want to. That's okay. If you make mistakes, that's absolutely fine. We all do it. But just really treasure and enjoy and find that process of eating that meal really pleasurable and really mindfully do it. Because I know over the season I have been very guilty of mindlessly eating. And last year, between maybe the 26th and 29th of December, I felt not good.
No.
And it ruined my time.
Does anyone feel good in their bum and tum between the 26th and the 29th
of
December?
I'm in physical and psychological torture. Yeah.
Just no one. It's not a good time.
But you don't have to do that to yourself.
No.
So I'm really trying. I'm going to try this year, chocolate truffles aside, to not do that. So really enjoy the food you've got, but carefully select what do I want to enjoy.
Yes, it doesn't have to be such a big buffet.
Yeah. Or it could be a big buffet, but maybe do that one day rather than 9 days, which is what I did last year. And I went to Claudia's wedding, and my dress had a cutout. I looked like a fucking pork in string.
Are you actually joking? She looked phenomenal.
Oh, hey, thanks. I mean,
hey, you're welcome.
Obviously, the bride was something else, you know, 20 out of 20. I'm not saying that I didn't look nice. I'm just saying there was certainly an element of pork and string that wouldn't have been there had I not had the diet of an unaccompanied toddler at a children's party.
I got to say, I kind of swerved the usual stuffing that I do, like, literally. And
oh, did you? Because of the wedding?
Because of the wedding. I didn't really like, believe me, I ate pretty much everything I wanted to eat because I had no fucking restraint.
Well, that's it. You've got to eat what you want
but
to eat. That's fine.
I didn't do the extra bit.
Yes.
I kind of promised myself, I was like, go get your plate and fill out your plate.
Agreed.
But you're not going to go back for seconds and thirds till you feel sick.
That's it. That's it. And that's why
and
I think
it was a new life. Will I do it again this year? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But it was fun to see how nice it could feel.
Yeah. maybe this year you don't need to make yourself feel sick. Just enjoy.
Stuff my face.
Enjoy the food. What about you? Do you have any words of wisdom for Christmas and the new year?
I was actually going to say, in terms of if you get anxious tummy,
yes,
and that affects things, I'm going to try and take a leaf out of Storytime Book and be less of a busy pigeon at Christmas. I find sometimes when surrounded by family members, you don't always see. And everyone's like, so what's new with you? What's next? Like, it's always that question.
I know.
What's next? When's this happening? Blah, blah, blah. I'm just not going to try and be a busy pigeon.
We're here right now. Let's enjoy this.
I'm here. I'm the mouse. I'm taking in all the sights.
Squeak.
I'm just a squeaker squeakers. Like, and that is my bit of advice for you over the Christmas period. If a relative or a friend that you don't see very often, so they don't actually know what's going on in your life, and they ask the questions that we all ask people that we don't know. What's new with you? What's doing that? What's next? Don't be a busy pigeon. Just be like, I'm sat here watching the wheat. Don't say that because they'll think you're fucking crazy.
But I love that.
Don't be a busy pigeon this Christmas.
So I feel like both of our pieces of advice was maybe being a bit more mindfully present. I feel like I'd never do that. Why am I giving that advice?
Either of us, you know.
I've never known two people less likely to do that.
No, and yet here we are doing our best. It's Christmas. Let's freaking plunge into the magic and try and be present.
Empty your sack. Present. Oh my God. Like, yeah, presence is a present.
Yeah, that's my present this year is my presence.
And what a present welcome. Is. Yeah. Well, have an absolutely cracking crimbo, everybody. Wonderful new year. Yep. Are we releasing an episode on
New Year's? There'll be watch this space, but no. We won't.
Watch this space, but it's so not happening. No, yeah, we're not gonna be together.
We won't be together. You will next hear from us in the new year.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
So sorry if it's been a difficult year, but something good is going to happen in the next semester. I don't know why I'm like this. We have to go.
Bye.
Bye.